This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The global economy. What have we created?
Fiendish, Frankenstein, monsters.
The markets are not friendly these days. Is it bad luck, a failure of capitalism, or a failure of democracy? Big questions for a Friday, October 7th. This is The Takeaway.
Across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Celeste is off today. We're going to put those big questions, though, to economist Jeffrey Sachs. And here's what you're talking about.
Hello, my name is Jake. I'm a unionized teacher from New York City. I have to say I disagree with the protests. I disagree with the anger at Wall Street. When people on Wall Street make lots of money, they don't take that money, dig a hole in the backyard and bury it. They reinvest it. They invest it in jobs. They invest it in companies. They invest it in the economy.
We'll be looking at the economy, global and micro, this morning. Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And we begin with the top stories we're following. In the past hour, the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to three women. One is Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Africa's first democratically elected woman president. Here she is addressing a joint session of the U.S. Congress in 2006, shortly after her inauguration.
I stand before you today as the first woman elected to lead an African nation. We became the first independent republic in Africa, founded, as you know, by freed American slaves.
Also, Liberian peace activist Lema Gbawi, another winner. She mobilized women against the country's civil war and organized a group to challenge Liberia's warlords. And the third winner announced this morning was Yemen's Tawakkul Karman. She's been a leading figure in organizing the protests against Yemeni President Ali Saleh, part of the wave of uprisings in the Arab Spring. The Nobel Committee says it honored the three women for their nonviolent struggle for the safety of women around the world. The monthly unemployment numbers for the U.S. are going to be released later on this morning. Economists expect little or no job creation in September and that the unemployment rate will probably stay at 9.1%. President Obama yesterday challenged Republicans to get behind his jobs bill or get ready to be run out of town by angry voters.
Why would you be opposed to tax cuts for small businesses and tax cuts for American workers?
Republicans on Capitol Hill, meanwhile, show no signs of compromising. And those anti-Wall Street protests continue to get bigger and bigger in cities across the U.S.
Cuts! No way! Make the corporations pay! Cuts! No way!
Sound from New York there, and the rally was growing yesterday in Washington, D.C.
About corporate greed and not for the citizens. It's everything that's against what the people want.
We're trying to get our government back. Our government doesn't represent us anymore.
Where do these demonstrations and protests sit in the broader critique of the global economy? We'll ask Jeffrey Sachs in just a few minutes. New census figures show the home ownership rate fell to 65% last year, the largest drop since the Great Depression. 10 years ago, we heard this message from President George W. Bush.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan.
10 years later, 1,700 Americans have been killed in Afghanistan, tens of thousands more wounded, with billions of dollars spent. A government health panel says healthy men over 50 should no longer receive a PSA blood test to screen for prostate cancer. The influential panel says the tests do not save lives overall and often lead to more treatment that needlessly causes pain. Looking at the markets, Asian markets mostly up. European indices are mostly down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 11,123. The S&P opens at 1,165. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,507. And Celeste, who's home today, can be very, very happy about the Detroit Tigers moving on in the playoffs. They knocked out the New York Yankees last night. Two game fives on tap today in the National League for baseball fans. Coming up this morning, more on the latest winners of the Nobel Peace Prize. Longtime listeners might remember the voice of Ellen John Sirleaf.
You know, we have 161 years of independence in Liberia. We've been ruled by men all along at the top level. And so when they say men has failed us, it's a reflection of the fact that even though we've had women in government holding sometimes high positions, but the decision was made at the center and it's always been the male. What the women were saying is, now it's time for change.
The voice of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, journalist Lynn Scher brought us that conversation during one of the many times she hosted this program. The full interview is at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, Jeffrey Sachs on the global economy.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.